From 2015 to 2019, Wisconsin Badger nose tackle Olive Sagapulu was literally the big man on campus. At 6'2", 345 pounds, the kid from California was surprisingly agile and athletic, becoming a YouTube sensation with the famous Sags standing backflip. Who could forget that, huh? How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for more info at WWIB.com. And you can listen to the show's podcast and download it right there if you'd like at WWIB.com. Olive Sagapulu spent the last couple of years in Detroit with the Lions and just signed a free agent contract with the Atlanta Falcons. And the big guy is with me today from Georgia's capital. Welcome, welcome, Olive. Good to have you on Sports and Commentary. Tell me about the next chapter of your professional football career there in Atlanta.
I came out here last week Wednesday for a tryout during rookie minicamp. And once I came out here, you know, I did my thing for the 3 days that we had camp, and I got signed here last week Sunday. So I'm truly grateful to be where I'm at. I tried to do everything that I could when it came to all the meetings, all the practices, made sure I did my best, put my best foot forward, and just kind of leave it up to God. And so I'm definitely grateful for what God has done for in my life and put me in this position, and I'm very grateful to be here.
Super. So tell me about the workouts with the Falcons. What kind of stuff did they put you through there?
So the workout, it was we started decently early. We had some COVID testing around 8-ish. Then we had some meetings virtually. And then we had practice for about an hour and a half, give or take. And then after practice, it was grab some lunch. And then carry on through meetings throughout the day. And the meetings would lasted up until about 3:30. And then we had walkthroughs at 4 to 5, and then we were done from 6 until the next day. So it was a pretty busy 3 days, and then signed last week. And so my days are pretty similar. A lot of ton of meetings, practices right now, and workouts are super early in the morning. And then, but it's pretty much an everyday kind of a gig.
I bet. Well, what have they said about what your potential role on this Falcons team might be next season?
Something that they've kind of mentioned to me is, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to come out here and put some of my great tape out there. When I was at Wisconsin, I mean, I was heavier, definitely a lot heavier than I am now. And so for me, I just kind of wanted to show that I can still be as effective, even though I'm not as heavy. But coaches just kind of say, you know, it's a great opportunity to come out here and play and just try to compete for a spot. That's essentially what the whole game is about, and it's something I'm striving to do when training camp comes around.
Yeah. You've slimmed down a bit there in the NFL, but as a Wisconsin Badger nose tackle, you were, what, above 340 pounds? I mean, what were you munching and crunching on here at Madison? They got you way up there. What was the diet plan for you there?
Ooh, man, my diet plan when I was playing with Wisconsin, you know, a lot of cheese curds, a couple brats here and there, Qdoba, great place to eat at sometimes for me. Chipotle, a lot of different spots around Madison, but it's just a lot of food. I think something that I always did in college is I had a real bad sweet tooth for Oreos, and some nights it would be just a row of Oreos. Other nights it would be a whole pack of Oreos. So, you know, going back thinking about it in college, it wasn't the best diet plan, but you know what? I tried to do the best I could.
Sure, absolutely. You're making me hungry there. So you went down at least 20 pounds since you've been in the National Football League. How'd you do? I mean, was this just plain old, good old-fashioned willpower or what?
Yeah, it definitely was. Just try to get everything off. I didn't need to be that big. I definitely kind of realized that as games sort of went on, I kind of got more winded a lot faster than most would. But you know what? Now I've kind of, it's a lot of guys talk about it, learning how to be a pro. And one of those ways is trying to fix your diet, try to be the best shape, in the best shape that you can, with all the strenuous work that we deal with daily. So had to shave down the pounds, shave down some of the pounds, and I'm feeling great right now.
That's terrific. All right, so like I said, you spent 2 years with the Lions, primarily on their practice squad. I think you did hit the field a few times, were dressed for games, but didn't get into National Football League play. You feel like now that you're in Atlanta, this just may be the break you've been looking for here as a pro?
I think so. This is something I've been praying about a lot lately, and you know, at first, it kind of coming out is very tough. It definitely, for me personally, tested my faith. But you know what? I stuck with it. During this past year, I kind of, once I realized nothing really was going on in this 2020 season, I just kind of realized it was time for me to get back into my word, start praying, start reading my word daily. And so that's kind of what I've done. And I feel pretty confident this is what God wants me to do.
Terrific. Well, I'd like to find out more about what the Holy Spirit spoke into your heart and life during that time in His Word and God's Word in the Bible and praying. We've run out of clock for today's show, so let's talk about that more with Olive Sagapolo, the former Badger nose tackle in the NFL with the Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk about your faith, more football, relive some Badger memories with you. And, of course, we got to ask you about the origin of the backflip, Olive. So thanks for being here today, and let's get together on the next show, okay?
Sounds good.